Special guest in studio with us this morning is the executive director of Miss Nebraska program, and we welcome in Megan Doty. How you doing, Megan?
Good. Thanks for having us.
We are glad to have you, and we have a big event coming up the end of next week, February 6th through the 8th. It is called Crowns and Gowns. So I'm getting the vision of a lot of beautiful young ladies in town getting ready for a beauty contest. And let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we're fortunate enough and to have one of our largest sponsors, the Prom Shop, have put on crowns and gowns every year. We have young ladies from across the state and outside of the state that come in to attend her things that she has over there. And so what we do is we kind of organize a whole weekend of events surrounding that. So we start the weekend with a local competition at the college next Friday night at 7. And it's open to the public, but it's our last crowning opportunity before state. And so we have all those ladies compete. We have all of our local title holders in town for the weekend. So that is a wonderful thing. And then this year, we actually brought in Miss America 2000, Heather French Henry. And she is going to be emceeing the competition. But in addition to that, she's hosting a really cool women's empowerment luncheon on Saturday from 1 to 3. And the North 40 has so graciously opened their doors for us to have that there. And she's going to give anything that comes out of her mouth is always so inspiring, but a message about volunteering, empowerment, her involvement with the organization. It won't just be pageant related. It's going to be just her life in general, and the messaging that comes from it is so multifaceted. She's from Kentucky, and she's been a part of this world. She chose to use her platform statement that she competed with and just really live her whole life devoted to veterans and philanthropy. So we're excited to have her host that event as well. And that is another open to the public ticketed event that we would love to have people from all over town come and attend and get to experience.
So the it starts basically next Friday evening. Is that called the Miss High Plains, Miss Lake McConaughey pageant still? I know they used to hold it many years ago in Ogallala, and Ogallala had it for quite a while, and that shifted over here.
It's actually relaunching. So one of our old directors is restarting that competition, so we're using it as a starting point for them tonight, and then they will be actually hosting and restarting that competition starting in the fall in October back in Ogallala. So,
oh, okay.
Yes.
I hadn't heard that.
Yes.
I wasn't up on that. So go over what's going to happen then to start it next Friday then. Is it an actual beauty competition, old pageant thing?
Yes. So if anybody's ever attended the Miss Nebraska competition, it's very similar to that. It's just in one night. But if you've never attended, the girls will go through interviews before the show. And then during the competition, they'll do onstage question, evening gown, and also the physical fitness. So it'll be a whole revved up event, 2 hours of just action-packed competition.
And where does that take
That's
place?
That's going to be at Mid Plains Community
That's what
College.
I thought.
Yep.
I was pretty sure of that. Didn't want to assume
yes.
that. The thing, there's this, I think we get when you mention a pageant, for young ladies, you're thinking it's just a beauty pageant, but really it's so much more than that because they do, like you said, they interview them. The judges want to know, everything basically that they want to do, you know, career wise. And then they each pick, what do you call it? A theme or something, a service type thing that they are really into that they're is gonna be kind of a message that they get out there.
Mm-hmm. It's called a social impact initiative.
There we go.
And it's something that they are very passionate about spreading the word for.
Mm-hmm.
We have title holders that have done all sorts of different things. Mental health advocacy is our teens platform this year, and our Miss platform. Social impact is health and wellness. And okay. So those are very generalized terms. They have very specific names, but they've traveled the state. They devote a whole year to spreading their message, spreading their passion. It's a year of service. It's not just about, just like you said, the looks of it. It's really all about service and the growth in their lives and the using it as a launch pad to what they want to do for the rest of their lives, or opening doors they never thought they would have.
Yeah, for sure. So lots of good stuff happening. You mentioned the former Miss America from 2000 is going to be speaking at this empowerment luncheon, and that takes place next Saturday, the 7th, from 1 to 3 at the North 40 Chop House. And they probably need to get tickets ahead of time to go?
Yeah. Yes. The tickets are available at missnebraska.org.
Okay.
You can purchase them ahead of time. They are limited. So, I mean,
I'm sure
ideal situation is to sell out of them, but there are tickets still available and they can be purchased online. If for some reason you forget or don't do it, you can show up at the door. We just do have a capacity. So get them early to make sure you can get in.
I would think they probably sell out ahead of time.
I hope so.
I'm sure the space is kind of limited too. Tickets $40 per adult, $30 children 12 and under. But again, this is an opportunity that not a lot of people get to hear a Miss America. Usually, yeah. You think of, you know, they have their year where they wear the mm-hmm. crown and they have the title, making appearances all around the country in that case, and then just kind of taking a lower profile. But obviously, this lady that's going to be coming to town has made it a lifetime passion of hers to go and continue speaking and spreading her passion.
Not only speaks, but she actually is one of the head people for Global Game Changers, which is a classroom curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty cool. But we've heard her speak several times at Miss America. And every time we hear her, we were so inspired. And it was always just so interesting to hear from her that we were like, we have to get her for this event. Mm-hmm. It's so unique. There's only a few states within the Miss America organization that do an event like this. And so we just really wanted to have somebody so inspiring to come and speak to to these young women and to the community in general.
You know, when we think of role models growing up, I know for me it was all about, since I was into sports, I had my sports heroes and mm-hmm. all that. For girls, it's a little bit different. It can be somebody in sports, but it's mm-hmm. more apt to be somebody like this gal that's coming to town, right,
mm-hmm.
to speak. Yeah. We call it empowerment, but really it's just inspiring you that you can do anything that you put mm-hmm. your mind to, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I myself am a working mom, and so I always am just so inspired by people that tell me that it is possible and tell me, you know, all the things that I've never thought about and get you thinking outside the box. And for these young ladies that maybe are 16, maybe early 20s and you don't know for sure, it's just even adults that have been in the careers for a while, or even if you're home raising children and you just need an inspiring message, it speaks to so many different levels of whatever a woman is passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all need to hear passionate speakers that are motivating us, and sometimes it kind of is a way of resetting our thinking mm-hmm. patterns a little bit, because I know with the day-to-day stuff, especially if you work, and like you mentioned, you have four children
yeah.
ranging from 7 to 14, you can get caught up in that, I'm mm-hmm. sure, as a woman, and just think your life is just, you know, that day-to-day cycle and all that, and there's nothing more for you, but obviously there's a lot of things that you can do.
Yep. Anything's right? possible. Yep. And she's doing some workshops too for those people that are interested in competing or are competing at Miss Nebraska this summer. And she's doing workshops from interview preparation, which is a lifelong skill, to branding, just, you know, the messaging you send out in the world, and how to organize your message that you're passionate about into an actual relatable topic that you can go and present to people or discuss with people.
Yeah, that sounds very, very practical. It will help them if they enter pageants, but that just helps you in general in life, no matter what you choose to do, and interaction with other people, and yes. Lines up your thoughts for sure. So the pageant is next Friday evening out at the college on the South Campus, right?
Yes.
There. What time does that start then?
Starts at 7 p.m.
And the general public is
invited
Absolutely.
Out
yep. too?
Yeah,
is there
come cheer them on.
Cost to that?
There will be tickets sold at the door.
Okay.
I really probably should know how much they are. I they're usually $10, $15, but
okay. Can they get those ahead of time?
They are not sold ahead of time. You just get
so
them
you
at
just
the door.
Have to show up at the door. Okay.
Yes, our theater out there is accommodating to our crowd, so we will be just fine if you just show up to the door that night.
You'll have a spot there.
Yep.
And then the Empowerment Luncheon is next Saturday, the 7th, 1 to 3 at the North 40 Chop House. Highly recommended that you go online. You said MissNebraska.org
yes.
is where they want to go.
Yep.
Purchase tickets there and make sure you have a spot for that. And then what's happening next Sunday concludes. So what's happening to wind it down next Sunday, the 8th?
We have just different workshops that the delegates will attend that day. But one of the cool things is we're partnering up with the hotel, the Best Western Plus, this year. Mm-hmm. And they're hosting. We have headshots going on out there. So we have hair and makeup and photographer out there that are coming in from across the state. And the photographer comes in from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a Miss America Fit session that morning, and then just kind of...
What's that? Is that a workout or...?
Yeah, they're doing a yoga session
oh, okay.
and a nutrition class,
okay.
also a lifelong thing. That's just great to know. And then just kind of having some meetings with directors, making sure they're prepared to head into state. So it's a little bit more of a casual, not as jam-packed as their Friday and Saturday will be. And then we'll just kind of dip out of the weekend, and everybody will be a good type of exhausted.
Oh, a good type. Yeah. Yeah, there's bad exhaustion and good exhaustion. This is going to be good exhaustion, to be sure. And then you have lined up Miss Nebraska 2025 and Miss Nebraska's teen to come in and visit with me next Friday. I'm looking forward
yes.
to that. Mackenzie Gregory is the Miss Nebraska, and Gabriella Swift is Miss Nebraska's teen.
Yes. Yes, they will be here on Friday. They're making an appearance at Ice Cream for Breakfast at Double Dips on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And they will be they'll be busy but available. So, yeah, stop at our event so you can see them, see Miss America 2000, and see all of our title holders that are competing this summer.
So they do they will they wear their crowns, or they only do that at the pageant type?
In honor of our special guests, they'll probably be in them quite often for the public. So
gowns and crowns?
Yeah.
Or crowns and gowns as you officially
yep.
title.
And if there's
the
anybody
event.
Out there that still wants to compete next Friday, we have a couple days left, and you can
okay.
also visit our website if you ever thought, maybe I just want to try this out. We can still get you in there.
What are the requirements if somebody's thinking about it?
The age requirement is the main one, residency in the state of Nebraska,
okay.
Either by state or work or school.
What is the age requirement?
So they're kind of specific dates, but 14 is when the teens start,
okay.
and then that goes until the age of, there's a cutoff by date, but 17
okay.
or 18, depending
okay.
on where you fall on that. And then the Miss program goes from 18 to 27.
Oh, all the way up to 27
yes.
then, okay.
So, it's a wide range, and
mm-hmm.
as long as you meet the age and the residency requirements, and then we'll go through and step by step kind of like walk you through what the other expectations are as far as like what you would need to do for the stage. But it's okay. Very attainable. We make it as easy as possible.
All right. Megan, anything else you wanted to mention either in conjunction with the activities next weekend here in town or anything coming up?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. We're just excited to bring this to the community, and we would love to share our message with anybody who wants to have it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Our guest has been Megan Doty, Executive Director of the Miss Nebraska program here in the great state of Nebraska. Appreciate you stopping by, and you have a great day, and enjoy your hectic life with your four kids.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.